No. Okay. Uh-huh. It would have to be dragged on the ground because where they went, there wasn't any other way. And they would carry this sled, and I'm sure whatever meat they killed, they would have to come home with it, and they'd just have to drag it home. Mm-hmm. But over in that McFadden Bottom, there were some holes that evidently the river overflowed and made in time, and alligators were quite prevalent. And there was a big alligator that stayed in one of these holes. Apparently they saw frequently. And they decided that they were going to get him. So they got two or three sticks of dynamite, and they hooked up a long fuse to it. And my daddy rode by, and the alligator was out. And evidently they had teased him or something at some time. For some reason, he didn't go into the water. But his brother ran up there, and when the alligator opened his mouth, he crammed that dynamite stick down his throat, and then he ran. And he said he didn't hardly get far enough away when the explosion took place. They lit the fuse on the other end, you know, and when it burned up, said it just blew him all to pieces. Their idea of fun was rather rough, I think. He also told about he loved to go hunting, and they would hunt, they kept dogs, and good dogs. And they'd go out bobcat hunting, wildcat they call it.
That was another thing I was going to ask you. Wildcat and bobcat then would mean the same thing.
I think so. Okay. Term, same thing. But apparently they had big ones back in those days, you know. And the dogs had this cat up in this knot of trees. And they were really working them over, and Daddy was afraid he was going to kill the dog. So he ran in, got off his horse and ran in where they were fighting, and the cat reached up with his paw and his claws ripped his leggings all the way down, cut it all the way down, didn't even scratch him, but cut that legging all the way down. So he used to entertain us with all these stories, you know.
Had a close call.
Had
what
close
kind
call.
Of hunting did they do around here?
Duck hunting and wild turkey. They used to have a little wild turkey. We have a few now. All this about 27 roam up and down the river. We're trying to let them get started. I don't know of any. They fished, of course, on the river. It wasn't hard at all to catch fish. Daddy would sometimes go down and catch one in 30 minutes. But after, as I told you before, after the big die-up, they referred to it as the big die-up, when all these, it was years before you could catch fish.
Now what affected the fish that caused the die-up?
Some pollution from San Antonio that was put into the river. I never did know quite what. I guess I was too little to think about it.
Can you remember any major, catastrophes or things that happen that people tend to mark time by, either in your family or just in general in the area?
They referred to storms, the storm of such and such a year, rather than, or the drought of 1917, the storm of 1900 and such as that. They didn't have names like they have now for the storms. It was referred to by the year, principally.
The other day we didn't really talk very much about your mother's family. Can you?
Well, my mother's family originally came from Great Bentley, England, in the 1600s to the New England States.
Now, what was this family name?
Well, both sides, apparently. My grandfather's name was